Hey, good morning. Live from our KGGF studios here on this Wednesday. It is Wednesday, so Wildcat Wednesday it is. K-State Research and Extension offices, Jacob Weber and Jerry Guerin joining us in studio. Jacob, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
And some bittersweet news this morning. This is Miss Jerry Guerin's last trip around with us. Jerry, tell me a little bit about your exciting venture on
this. So this will be my last radio, and my last day in the office will be at the end of the month here, but have fun and exciting things coming around the corner. My husband and I will be accepting several foster kids into our home, and we have one with us right now, so it's been a little change, but definitely going to be some changes in our schedule. I hate to say goodbye, but it's been good and very rewarding.
And that's, you know, that's how life is. It brings you new ventures, brings you new exciting things, and just best of luck to you and your husband
as well.
And it seems as, you know, you seem very happy about it. You seem very encouraged, so I know it's going to be a good home for them Again, just congrats on the decision, but bittersweet from all of us here, certainly. We will definitely miss you. We'll miss you. Well, hey, again, Jerry Guerin and Jacob Weber here in studio, speaking on behalf of the K-State Research and Extension offices here on this Wednesday morning. So, Jerry, like we do so often, I think we'll just kind of run down your guys' courses that we've got coming up for the next, couple of weeks, couple of months?
Here coming up in April, so it's going to be right around the corner, April 29th and April 30th. There are going to be two options for a mushroom workshop. This will be new for our extension office. We haven't offered one of these before, but if you're unfamiliar with what we're doing, so you can buy inoculated straw and inoculated wooden dowels and prepare either straw or logs with your inoculant and get mushrooms growing in your own backyard. So the mushrooms that we will be growing are oyster and shiitake. So two very common mushrooms. Now, if you're interested in this workshop, the cost is going to be $20, but you get to leave with a log with inoculated mushroom dowels already in it. You'll get to leave with a bag of inoculated straw with oyster mushrooms in there. So you're leaving with a good quality of stuff. So if you're interested in this, we have two dates, two different locations. So the first option is April 29th in Independence. It's going to be at the 4-H building at the Riverside Park. If you're interested in that, it's from 5:30 to 7:30. And then on the following evening, April 30th, it's going to be at the Crawford County Fairgrounds, which is just east of Girard, also at 5:30 to 7:30. Now, if you want to come to this, please bring a drill. We'll have some other drills, but it'll be nice if few other people bring, if you have a corded drill and a 5/16 bit along with a 7/16 drill bit will be beneficial. It'll kind of speed up the process so everybody's not waiting for the drill at the same time.
Yeah, just a line for the drill.
Yes. What's the drill for?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so when you are making a mushroom log, you're going to want a hardwood log such as an oak or a hickory. And that drill bit is, you're just going to drill down about an inch and a half or so, kind of drill holes in your log. And we have some little wooden dowels that are about an inch and a half long that have the mushroom inoculum on them already. So we'll kind of use a rubber mallet and put those little wooden dowels into your holes, and then you seal it with wax. And then in about a year, mushrooms will be coming up, and your log will actually last, 5 or 6 years, and you'll get mushrooms every year kind of through that. There are some things we'll teach you how to take care of your log, but you'll need to water it just like when you find mushrooms in the woods. It likes a moist climate. So on the north side of the house is a good place to put your log. But
what an interesting course. Yeah. You know, it's something that doesn't seem like it's just, you know, throw a seed in the ground and have it grow. With a fungus, it seems like a different process.
Yeah, so totally different animals.
Now,
so
with the registration, do they call prior or can they pay at the door?
Pay at the door. You will want to pre-register, though. So if you are interested in our Independence office, call 620-331-2690. If you're interested in the Girard location, call 620-724-8233.
Right. Yeah. Again, it doesn't seem as seems like just a different process as growing, you know, a fungus instead of like a, you know, your traditional plant, you know, from a seed and sprout, whichever.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
So the next one that I will touch on is the Beef Cattle and Forage Crops Field Day. This is an annual event hosted by the Southeast Research and Extension Center. So if you haven't seen the flyer, it's going to be Thursday, May 2nd. So coming right around the corner. A lot of people are kind of used to this meeting, but registration is from 8:30 to 9. Coffee and donuts are provided. There's also going to be several speakers and then a complimentary lunch to kind of wrap up the meeting. But to give an overview of some of the topics, we're going to hear about the beef cattle market outlook, modern approaches to fescue pasture management, supplementation of cows grazing cool season forages, such as our fescue, stillborn calves. We've seen quite a epidemic of weak and stillborn calves this year, so we're going to hear about that. And then what worked and what didn't in 40 years of beef cattle research at the Extension Center.
Very cool.
So a good topic, and like I said, that's going to be May 2nd. Registration is 8:30 to 9, so if you're interested in the Beef Cattle and Forage Crops Field Day, head over to the Parsons Research and Extension Center.
Easy enough, yeah. You just come visit, pay, you, and get on in, and like you said, it's something that's kind of been around for a little while, right? Something
yeah. Oh, yeah. This has been going on many, many years, so a lot of people are very familiar with that meeting.
Very cool.
And then one last one I'll bring up is a farm pond management. So we had one of these a couple years ago. This one is going to be in Hepler, but it's going to cover some very timely topics and answer a lot of questions that we've been getting here recently. Yeah. If you're interested in that meeting, registration starts at 5:45 to 6. And then we're going to hear topics on fish management and proper stocking of farm ponds. One of the district fisheries biologists will be there to talk about that. And then there will be a sponsored meal. And then we will hear from Charlie Lee, our wildlife specialist at K-State. He will talk about aquatic weed control. And this is definitely the time of year to consider doing some aquatic weed control or aquatic plant control if you are having issues or you have in the past. A lot of times Jacob and I get calls August or September, and that's just a little bit too late. This is really the time to be thinking about that and getting onto it. So again, that's at Hepler at the Community Center there in Hepler. If you're interested in that meeting, you can register at 620-724-8233.
I think I even remember a little bit last year of September and October of that time. We'd even get calls and you'd get comments and you'd even say, it's like, well, it's not the time now, but here's some actions that you can take in the springtime. So it is the time now.
Yeah,
so.
And a lot of times we get calls, we see people will call and say, there's a mat of moss on top of my pond. Well, that has actually already died. And so your algae, it has gone through its life cycle and you can't kill it twice. So
yeah, exactly. So got to be proactive with that.
Yes.
Just got to have your timing down with things and such. So cool. We got a couple of courses coming up with the K-State Research and Extension. And of course, any more information, I'm sure online, your guys' website would be the place to go to get involved with that. Well, Jerry, this is I kind of want to hit on this before we head to the top of the hour because it's something I've been interested in. A lot of people have been concerned about.
Yeah.
I've seen it all over the nation a little bit, but this like this whole zombie deer thing.
Yes.
Do you have some information on that?
Yes. Yeah. So we have seen a lot of headlines, and
I know it's
you
like
know.
At the top of the news and Facebook,
yes.
And it's just like it's kind of an eerie feeling, or not, you know, not necessarily concerning like the world having a zombie apocalypse by any means, but it is, you know, because deer are more interactive, that you see them more often than you would a lot of other animals. And would it affect, you know, livestock? What does it affect us? I don't know. So what information you got for
us? So this zombie deer disease, as a lot of people have seen or heard of, is actually chronic wasting disease. So chronic wasting disease, a lot of people refer to it as CWD. So if you also hear that term, it's the same thing. But if you remember kind of that mad cow scare a few years ago, it's actually a very similar neurological prion. So it's going to be very similar. And then if anybody's familiar with scrapies and goats, it's also similar.
Gotcha.
So to talk about it a little bit, it is a neurological disease. It's a prion, and it lives within the central nervous system, usually within the spinal cord, and it can migrate up to the brain. So what happens is it kills the neurons in the brain and kind of leaves, I guess, holes or abscess, emptiness. So The brain actually takes on the form of looking kind of like a sponge. And so it's very easy to kind of determine once we get to that point. But usually we are concerned about deer when we see them kind of acting strange, I guess. You know, it's called the zombie deer disease because that's kind of a good description. They're just not a lot going on up there, just kind of wandering around. They might be thin. They, you know, if you could walk up to them and they're just not afraid. They,
yeah, that's what I mean, a lot of times, I mean, they hear just even a crack in the bushes or something like that, and they look at frantically, or they're gone or something like that. So, I mean,
yes, it's a very strange behavior. Yes, they're just, and a lot of times there may be cases that go undetected because these are also deer that are hit on the road a lot more often or killed by predators. So a lot of times there may be some that we don't see. But if you see a deer that's just not acting right, maybe drooling excessively, and just acting funny, it might be good to call the local wildlife and parks person and get that checked. Now, there are some cautions, I guess, or precautions. So the CDC currently recommends not eating meat from these animals that are effective.
You don't say.
Yeah. So there currently are no cases or scenarios where people have become ill, but there's still a lot of unknowns at this point. So the CDC is recommending to not consume that meat.
So with a neurological, I mean, obviously with patches and holes in the brain, that's the functionability of the deer. It doesn't necessarily sound like a virus or a bacteria. Is that something that could be, you know, transferred from one to the next? Or
it
how
is,
does it go?
It's very contagious.
Is it? Okay.
So it can be transferred in a lot of ways, saliva, urine. It's also, a lot of things are unknown about the prion at this time, but it can live within the environment for many, many years. And there are actually some plants that can uptake the prion. And then if an animal consumes the plant, they can contract it that way as well. So,
yeah. Well, we're coming up to the top of the hour here. I don't mean to keep a person on the phone line holding for us, but we are coming up to the top of the hour here. I'd love to get some more information out of you, Jerry, as well on this. And then, Jacob, you're still here, my man, and I'd love to love
Sorry,
to talk
Jacob.
To you about
since it's your last show.
It's the Jerry Guerin show today. Exactly. It's the Jerry Guerin show today. But no, we're going to have more information on this. And if you are sticking around on the phone lines right now, you can either stick around with us on hold or give us a call back here in about another 10 minutes. Seems like that's the way that they're going with it. Yes, give us a call back if you have any questions on it, and then of course we'll break it down around the garden as well, and any gardening questions, we'll open up the phones for Jacob Weber. So again, Jerry Guerin and Jacob Weber joining us from the K-State Research and Extension offices. We'll wrap up this one and we'll join you again at about 8:10. Jerry, Jacob, we'll check in with you guys here in just a few short moments.
Okay.
It's the 96.90 KGGF.